VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Britain's parliament has spoken and it has said no again. Lawmakers seeking a way out of the country's Brexit morass on Monday rejected four alternatives to the government's unpopular European Union divorce deal that would have softened or even halted Britain's departure. With just 12 days until the UK must come up with a new plan or crash out of the bloc in chaos, the House of Commons threw out four options designed to replace Prime Minister Theresa May's thrice-rejected Brexit deal, although in some cases the options lost by just a few votes. Firefighters are struggling to put out a forest fire that broke out in the mountains of southwestern China on Saturday. At least 26 firefighters have been killed and four are missing, state media reported on Monday. The fire broke out in the Muli County of Sichuan Province at an altitude of more than 4,000 meters with poor transport and communications links. China says it will start regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
U.S. officials have pointed to China as the main source of synthetic opioids shipped into the country directly by mail or transported via Mexico, a claim China denies. Now in a sweeping policy shift, U.S. officials have long pushed for, and due to take effect May 1st, China will begin regulating all fentanyl-related drugs as a class of controlled substances. A Chinese official says the move should block the loopholes by which drug makers created new variants of opioids faster than they could be banned. Matt Small, Washington.
Fentanyl and compounds that mimic its effects are blamed for tens of thousands of opioid overdose deaths in the United States each year. This is VOA News. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down by April 28th when his term is due to end. The statement was carried by the state APS news agency on Monday. It comes after weeks of mass protests against the president and his government. Last week, Algeria's powerful army chief shocked the nation by calling for Bouteflika to be declared unfit and removed from office. Algeria is scheduled to hold a presidential election on April 18th. An Israeli watchdog says it has found fake social media accounts promoting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in the lead-up to national elections. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Researchers at the Big Bots Project say they've identified a network of social media bots where fake accounts have spread messages in support of Netanyahu's Likud party and smearing his opponents. The researchers, though, haven't found a direct link between the network and Netanyahu or Likud, though Netanyahu's son has frequently liked posts by the network's accounts. The Likud party denies any connection to the network. Israelis head to the polls in 8 days in a close race between Netanyahu and his main rival, former Army Chief of Staff Benny Gantz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives are preparing to ramp up efforts to get the full report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller on Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Democrats had set a deadline tomorrow to get the full report. The Justice Department appears likely to miss it, and the following day, the House Judiciary Committee will vote to authorize subpoenas to get the report. Attorney General William Barr has released a four-page summary and says he'll put out a scrubbed version of the full report by mid-month. Democrats, though, want the whole thing, unfiltered by Barr. He'd written the special counsel found no Trump campaign coordination with Russia, but he also went further than Bob Mueller by saying there's not enough evidence to prove the president obstructed the Russia investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Midway through the fiscal year, the United States is on track to resettle one of the lowest numbers of refugees in the history of the resettlement program. From October 1, 2018 through March 31st, about 12,000 refugees came to the U.S., primarily from three countries: the Democratic Republic of Congo, 48%, Burma, 17%, and Ukraine, 13%. Last fall, President Trump set the refugee ceiling at 30,000. That's the smallest number in nearly four decades since Congress passed the Refugee Act of 1980. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.